Hey, this is Brian.
Hey, Brian, it's Amy Nelson. I was just on the phone when you first rang through.
Yeah, I have. And I gave, left you a message that I, if so we're good.
Yep. And then you want to talk about Facebook ads a little bit?
Yes, I do.
Okay. How can I help you, my friend?
Well, I guess you were telling me kind of a little bit about it. I just wanted to know, you guys make the ad then, and it's just so much for how long, or I don't know what the charges are or whatnot.
Okay. So they start in $100 increments, $100 increments. So if you want to start with $100 or $200 or however many dollars you would like to start with for the Google ad, I mean, for the Facebook ads. I just got off a Google ad call, sorry, for the Facebook ads. We're going to stretch that budget over the course of a month. So it really just depends on how much you want to spend. Now, when you spend over $100, if you spend $150, $200, when you're spending over $100, we're able to include form fill, which means when the clients click on that Facebook ad of yours and they go in, they will automatically be directed to a form that is going to come straight to you with the phone call as far as what it is exactly that they're looking for.
Okay.
And it's going to narrow the field. And to answer your question, yes, we build out the Facebook ads for you, and they're awesome. And you have complete control over them as well. So if there's certain things that you want in there, if there's specials that you're running, or if you're running a discount of some sort, then that as well. We highly recommend that you continue posting so that we have the freshest content of yours and freshest photographs and things like that to work with as well.
Well, of course, that'll be good. Yeah, the one thing that will run constantly is the 5% discount for military and for anybody over 55.
Okay.
And that will be just constantly.
Okay. When you say military, is that active and retired?
Yeah, just include anybody that's ever been in the military.
Okay. Any military veteran.
You'd be active military or veteran. So either way, that way it'd cover everybody.
Okay, got it. And seniors over 55.
Yeah, I would even get 5% that way.
It's nice when you start getting your discount, huh?
for being alive. Everybody likes discounts, and I think the earlier you get it, the better.
Amen. Amen. Everybody loves to feel like they got something. Even 5% is better than nothing. You know.
Excited. I tell people all the time, oh, you do remember you get another 5% off that. I do. Yeah, so it's always positive.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You've never heard anybody say, man, I don't want that, right?
Well, if they can't, I'll just say, well, I'll put it in my pocket, then. That's what I tell.
Right? How funny. Oh, yeah, I think that, and the cool thing is I'm looking at the Facebook page now, Brian, and the cool thing about this is that we run it concurrent and with retargeting between the Google business profile, the Facebook ad, and all the platforms. So it's all going to retarget back when people are doing a search for any of those services, and they next time they go to Facebook, we're going to attach it so that it retargets for you.
Yeah, and I appreciate that link you sent me for Google, too, because I've got a lot of people I'll be dealing with in the near future that I'll get some really new, reviews and stuff on that.
Beautiful. Yeah. Is this your picture here on your Facebook page?
I'm sure it is, because I don't put anybody else on there.
Okay.
So. I just have all these extra salesmen that, you know, that I'm trying to include. It's just me.
Right.
Yep. Yeah, that's me.
Awesome. Yeah, and I see that you've attached the website that we built for you on there, too. That's fantastic. Everything's looking real good.
I just put my house link on there, whatever. Whatever gets the most exposure, so.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think you want to do?
Oh, I didn't know it was my turn. Okay. Just say, you're up. That's your turn. Okay. Right. I think I'll do the 200 to start with. And
okay.
That's usually what I put on most of my ads that I do myself. I put 200 on, and sometimes I have two ads running at the same time. So,
okay. Okay. Yeah. And we can run multiple ads at the same time. So let me go ahead and do this, and then I'll get the Facebook ads out to you. Let me do a quick message here to my friend in the Facebook department.
And happy Good Friday.
Happy Good Friday. Yes, it's not happy, but yes, it is, because Sunday's coming, right?
It's happy because we know why it's happy. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
But yeah, we're having an excellent day here in Clarksville. It's sunny, and it's supposed to be about 70, 71. So it's beautiful here.
That's beautiful. Farmville. Do you need to have a... Okay.
My
Go
concern,
ahead.
If the weather's bad, I always say it's a good day for an inside job.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a good day for an outside job, for sure.
Right. So is this going to be a one time of the Facebook ads, one time 200, or are you going to do anything reoccurring?
Well, I'm sure it'll reoccur. We'll just see how the first one goes, and then we'll see how soon we'll regenerate another one, you know, and see if any changes or anything that we need to make to the next one. But for this
okay.
first one, we'll start with that. Yeah, it's going to be ongoing. And
okay.
especially with the Facebook and the Google thing, that way I'll probably alleviate and get rid of Angie's, and then when Hal's comes up due next December, whatever, that one's going to go away too, because that one's absolutely not been doing anything for me.
Oh boy. Okay. Yeah. If it's not doing nothing for you, you know, we've got to get rid of that. So, let me go ahead and process this. I'm getting this going. The reason that I was asking about the, about if you're going to add it regularly is because we usually do it with the regular monthly cost. Like we add it in, but your monthly bill's on the 7th of April. So that's not necessarily, you don't need another 200, in 8 or 9 days unless you really just want that. So I'll just wait for you to call me back and let me know when you want to add in an extra, couple hundred, and then maybe we'll catch it in a cycle. You see what I'm saying? To where we can just add it in and it'll regularly bill for you as you want.
Well, that's what I was thinking too. And plus we'll kind of get an idea how much we're going to go through this, how fast we're going to go through it this first time, and kind of just gauge it from there.
Right. Right. Absolutely. Okay. I've gone ahead and gotten this in. I've reached out to the Facebook ad team so that we can get the form fill going, and also so that we can see what else we need. So I want to make sure that we have access to your Facebook page.
I have access to it. I got two different people assigned to it that
we
have
do,
access.
Okay. Kyle Walt Wuhlenberg should be one, and maybe Dave Rodecker.
The first one for sure. I'm not sure about the next one, but I know I added either two or three people to it
mm-hmm.
at the beginning. So, I mean,
okay.
they're definitely.
Right. Let's see here.
What was the deal with my Google page from Iowa? I had some other company working on it. They made me manager and them owner, so we had a not a fun time.
Oh, yeah. That should always be reversed. You know, I told you that, right?
Well, I sure soon found out, yeah, because I already went through the process with you guys, and then when they told me that, and I already knew from what they were telling me, it was the opposite of what it should have been.
Right. Yeah, that's definitely opposite of what it should have been. So let me see here. I'm waiting. Let me see. Okay. Okay. So I will call you back in just a few minutes to schedule.
Okay.
I'm just waiting. I don't want to keep you on the phone while I'm waiting for them to respond to me. I think he's in a meeting. And then I'm going to make sure that we have everything we need to start your Facebook ads. If we need to have another conversation or however that looks, then I can schedule that with you. So you may be getting a call back from me here shortly. If you don't get a call from me, I'll at least text you and let you know everything's all good. We have everything we need. Okay.
I'm kind of thinking you do, because just with all the stuff I just did for the Google ad, and plus they have availability to my Facebook page, I'm kind of thinking you're probably pretty well set.
Right. Absolutely. And then I've just got that newest information from you regarding the 5% discount for any military veterans or seniors over 55. We're also going to go ahead and run that live. And But I like to make sure if he needs anything else, then, you know, I'm very detail oriented. So I want to make sure that I'm getting you everything you need.
I say you're on it, girl, right?
I try to be. I try to be. Yeah, I appreciate you so much.
What do you think for timeline? Is it going to be like first of next week or middle of the week when they're running, or when
well,
do you think
they'll usually we say 7 to 14 days. That's
okay.
For clients who are just onboarding. I imagine yours will be up and going in the first 7 days because that's when, you know, we have to just get access and we have to, you know, there's a lot of hoops we have to jump through in order to start your account. You've already jumped through all of them. So we're really just plug in and play in with the information and the things, okay? And then if you ever want something specific on those ads, make sure that you let us know what that information is, okay?
Oh, yeah. I'll give you a ring and tell you to, I'm waiting to hear back from you. So.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm totally here for you. So you'll get either a text or a phone call from me, okay?
So when you were telling me all that, I was thinking I already put all that stuff on a platter and handed it all to you, so you should be in real good shape. Cause, yeah, we started this back in October, and we've gone through a lot of stuff since then. So, I mean,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just like to be very, very thorough, you know, and make sure that everything is exactly where it needs to be.
I'm kind of glad that we waited till now to do this, because then I absolutely know what – if I liked Angie's and all this other stuff anyway, this way it's going to be really easy to say bye-bye. Like,
right.
No. So
yeah. You're not over there wondering if that could have worked better or this could have worked better. You got a good idea of exactly how the one works and then the second one.
Right. So we can cut our losses now and move on. The only bad thing is that house thing, I took a year program, and it was pretty spendy, and I wish it was. I did the monthly thing, because then I definitely would have shut that one off.
Right.
But I just won't renew it this way.
Well, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, but this will be good, because this will be way more manageable, especially when it's bringing jobs in, and then it's not a big deal to pay it, because I can account for it, justify it. There we go. I can justify
right.
it. Right. Yep.
Let me see here. Oh, Kyle responded. Hold on. Let me see. Hello. What is the UN? Just need to check. Client has pages. Okay. We have access already. Okay. Here we go. Yes. He says everything's good. He doesn't need a call. Took a call for you.
That's why I was kind of thinking, because, like, I give you all the good stuff, so you're ready. So.
Right. Okay. Well.
We're pretty much set then, aren't we?
Okay. All right. It looks like everything is good to go, so I'm just going to go ahead and forward him over this last bit of information. And do you have any other questions for me?
No, I was just trying to think if there's anything out there that's going to tell you, but I don't know if we need to mention that I personally, like, come and see them and do on the job, like on the job site measuring and all that stuff, so everything's accurate. But I don't know.
Face-to-face estimate?
Yeah, there we go. Just whatever. You know, they know they're going to actually see me and meet me, and we're going to go through it real, you know, thoroughly, so that they know exactly where they're at with their estimate.
Right. Okay. Face-to-face estimate, live quote, things like that.
Because I had a customer the other day, I was doing a bathroom estimate because they want tile and all kinds of stuff done. And she said her main concern is, I don't want to start this until I get all my numbers. I said, yeah, we want to put everything together so you know that this is doable for you, because we don't want to start something you can't finish.
Mm-hmm.
So like I said, we're not going to do anything until you tell me go. Because some
right.
people called me up and said, you haven't ordered those cabinets yet, have you? I said, did you tell me to? No. Nope, I haven't. So.
Oh, man.
Because I'm sure there's circumstances where they just go and do this and you didn't give them permission, but I never do that. I wait until they confirm it and they say, yes, this is what I want. So.
All right, let me see. Okay, getting this. Well, that's the best way to do it. That way, everything's on that clear. There's no misunderstandings.
Yeah, and just for instance, I had a customer call me yesterday, a potential customer.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew she was struggling with this, but she's not finding the right color of cabinets that I offer to, you know, to make her feel like this is what I want. So she finally touched base with me yesterday, and I'm glad she did. She said, I'm just not feeling settled with what colors you have. And I said, I understand. This is a big investment. But she said,
mm-hmm.
I want you to install them. I want you to do the tile work. And I said, probably you want me to, like, oversee the project, right? She said, yes. So that, I said, that's not a big deal. I mean, you don't get everything all every time. I just thanked her for still considering me for doing the job, even
mm-hmm.
though she's not cabinet from me. So because a lot of people, if they change their mind like that, they just go somewhere else. You never hear back from them. So I appreciate her still reaching out and wanting me to be part of the project still.
Right.
So
that's awesome. You know, that when you have the communication piece, it's super important. When you don't is when we get a little bit worried about it.
Right.
My account does not work. We will send him a link. Okay. So he said that we've disabled the accounts where we had added like Kyle or a different agents directly to your account. He's going to be sending you out a new link that will grant us access to the current Facebook page, and then we'll be able to begin building from there. Okay?
That's the email.
Hold on. Let me tell him. Will that come text or email? It's still on the line. Okay. I'm just adding in the last bit of information here that you gave me.
Well, they weren't on there anymore for some reason, or?
That's what he's saying, is that they'll send it over both text and email. Okay. Yeah, he's saying that they changed the way that we have to have access. So that means Facebook made a change or Google made a change. Somebody made a change, and that therefore it changes the way that we have access to accounts.
Will this be something I'm just saying okay or agreeing to? Is that all I'm doing? Or?
I believe that you'll just be, it's going to take, I don't know for sure, but I believe it is going to be pretty simple like that, or you'll just be clicking something in order to give us the access.
Okay.
Because
I'm still currently sitting in front of my computer before I leave for the day. I just wanted to get this because so it sounds like it'd be really easy this way. Because once I get on the road, I'm driving for quite a while, so.
Right. I asked him when. I'll tell him the sooner you can trigger it, the better. He has time now before he gets on the road. Okay.
Yeah. I'm sitting right in front of my computer and got my phone in my hand, and it's like, you know, what more ready can I be? So.
Right.
Let me see here.
SMS.
We talked about this the other day. Traffic's so crazy. I don't dare even touch my phone practically when I'm on the interstate.
Yeah, you can't. It's too risky when you do that. Let me see. Okay.
It is that way. It is. I got to go to Home Depot and get materials and head to my job. So.
Okay. Yeah, I've asked him to trigger it as soon as possible. He'll get back to me here in just a second. So I'm sure that you'll get that over via text and via email.
Sounds good.
All right, Brian. You let me know if I can do anything else for you. You have an excellent holiday, okay?
Happy Easter, and then we'll be talking, I'm sure, sometime in the future. I doubt it's today. Hopefully this will settle up for today, and then we can do nothing but have a happy talk next week.
Yeah, we could talk next week. Whenever you need me, you've got the direct extension.
All right, I do. I appreciate that. Works really well.
Yep, I'm here to take good care of you. Thanks for your time today, Brian. You have a safe and happy Easter.
And I give you an A+ so far, so there you go.
All right, talk to you later.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.